Most people who kill themselves is because they don't see any way out of the particular situation. In other words, don't give up. You must take words. Tell me, touch your neighbor. Say, words are powerful. Words are powerful. Touch your neighbor. Say, words are powerful. Words are powerful. Let's go to Matthew chapter 12. Hear what Jesus continues to say. Matthew 12. Matthew 12, 33. No, Matthew 12 from verse 31, he said, and so I tell you, every human sin and blasphemy will be forgiven, but blasphemy against the Spirit will not be forgiven. And anyone who says a word against the Son of Man will be forgiven, but no one who speaks against the Holy Spirit will be forgiven, either in this world or in the next. Blasphemy is when you use negative words and destroy a good thing. Jesus was working miracles. The Pharisees, out of envy and jealousy, they were destroying the miracles, telling people that it is the devil that is working in him. They were using negative words to destroy what Jesus was doing. Jesus calls that blasphemy. Blasphemy is when you use negative words to destroy a good thing. Verse 33 says, make a tree sound and its fruit will be sound. Make a tree rotten and its fruit will be rotten, for the tree can be told by its fruit. You brood of vipers, how can your speech be good when you are evil? For words flow out of what fills the heart. Every time, idiot. Any little thing, idiot. And the idiot is not play. You know, there is a play idiot and a serious one. Every time you are cursing, the only thing that comes out of you, the first response to everything from you is idiot. Obanka. Every time negative words. He says, how can good speech come out of you when you are evil? For words flow out of what fills the heart. Good people draw good things from their store of goodness. Bad people draw bad things from their store of badness. Now, listen very attentively. Verse 36. This is the one I want to. 36 and 37. It says, so I tell you this, that for every unfounded word people utter, they will answer on judgment day. Matthew 12, 36. Now, Jesus, they talk. Every unfounded word, every negative word you speak, Jesus said, you will answer for it on judgment day. All this fool you have been calling your wife. All this idiot you have been calling your husband. All this useless you have been calling your daughter or your children. Judgment is waiting for you. And verse 37 says, since it is by your words you will be justified and by your words condemned. Now who they talk about? I'm just reading Bible. Many of you have not seen it before. I'm only showing you. Matthew 12. Look at it. This is Matthew 12. And are they see him? Now Matthew 12. And are they see him, bah? And now Jesus. And I know they see him. See him. Matthew 12. Make I pass the tablet so that it will not return to me. Oh, shit. Letter of St. Jude. There is only one chapter, so you cannot say chapter one. Letter of St. Jude. Verses 8, 9, and 10. Pay attention. After today, you will never let any negative words cross your mouth. What was Isaiah's cry? In Isaiah chapter 6, when he saw the glory of the Lord. What did he say? He said, I'm a man of what? Of what? Unclean lips. Jude, verses 8 and 9, say, nevertheless, these people are doing the same. In their delusions, they not only defile their bodies and disregard authority, but abuse the glories as well. They speak negative words. Verse 9, he said, not even the archangel Michael, when he was engaged in argument with the devil about the body of Moses, the corpse of Moses, dared to denounce him in language of abuse. All he said was, may the Lord rebuke you. Do you know why you cannot find the body of Moses? Remember Deuteronomy when Moses, that the Bible said, till today nobody has found his body. That is why it is thought that Moses' body was taken up to heaven too. Assumption did not start with our mother Mary. So to say, there are biblical evidence like that, like Enoch. Do you know why Moses' body could not be found? You will never know until you come to the letter of St. Jude. It means that when Moses died, the devil came. The devil too, they do ritual. He does ritual. He came. I don't know what he wanted to do with the body of Moses. The angel Michael too came, and there was a struggle between angel Michael and the devil over the body of Moses. The Bible says, even in that fierce, tense situation, that the angel Michael resisted the temptation of using negative words on the devil. Instead, he said, the Lord rebukes you. I've had so many Christians during prayer. The devil is a bastard. Verse 10. But these people abuse anything they do not understand. And the only things they do understand, merely by nature, like unreasoning animals, will turn out to be fatal to them. Don't use the fruits of your lips. Tell us what is in your heart. So it's not, go and empty your heart and put fruits of goodness. Jesus, scripture, St. Paul says in Ephesians 4, he said, when you are angry, do not let your anger lead you into sin. And that is by what you say and what you do. And then I think in 1 Peter, he said, when you speak, speak with words that lead to mutual upbuilding, not negative words. I have told parents, if your children do something you don't like, mothers, you are always guilty of this. Your son or your child annoys you now. Out of anger, if it is your girl child, say, idiot, a shower, harlot like you. You don't even remember the implication. Tomorrow, that child becomes a harlot. Will you not be called the mother of a harlot? You call your children idiot. Have you seen the animal called idiot? Have you seen the animal? There is an animal called idiot. Have you seen it? Many of you have not seen it. When you go home, go and Google idiot, look at the animal. If you see how ugly that animal is and you're calling your child idiot, praise God. Are you listening to me? I know people use negative words under provocation, but the Bible says even Archangel Michael and the devil, whom it seems like he deserves to be insulted, the archangel did not use negative words. But you insult your wife, insult your husband. Even the devil, the archangel did not seem fit to receive negative words. But you will now insult that. Are you saying your husband is worse than the devil? Or your wife is worse than the devil? I'm asking you. Praise God. Eh? Your children are there worse than the devil? How many of us here have ever used negative words before? Let me see. If you have ever used negative words before, whether insult or abuse, let me see your hand. Oh, so now only me don't use. Jesus said, from the abundance of the heart, the mouth speaks. Your words key. And those words called toxicity. Toxicity. Trees remove toxic substances and releases good things. Praise God. You can't be a carbon dioxide husband and expect that your wife will flourish. Check women who are married to men who batter them by words and by hands. They are not alive. No matter how they put foundation, you will see the contours in their face. If you are a man and you know how to use positive words for your wife, 90% of your problem you have already solved. Because women fall easily for words. If you are a man, you know how to use positive words. And man, in Ephesians 5, St. Paul said, men, love your wives as Christ loved the church and sacrificed himself for her. Making her clean by water and a form of words. Jesus speaks to the church. Form of words. Say nice things to your wife. I have told you here before, somebody demonstrated, he planted two flowers, watered all of them at the same time, manure them. But every morning you come to one and say, you are an idiot, you can never do well. Another one say, you are a pretty flower, you will do well. After a while, the one that was receiving positive words grew, but the one that was receiving negative words. Have you seen some families, when you see the children, they are always dull. They are looking like okra in dry season. They are bending. Do you understand? But some children, they are always what? Motivated, cheerful, sparkling. Go to those two families and make inquiries. You will discover negative words. Man, even if you are angry, your wife annoys you, quarrel her in romantic words. Quarrel her with romantic words. You ask her to cook a goosey soup and she cooked another soup and you come back and you discover you are angry. Darling, darling, sweetheart, why will you do this now? Honey, how can you do this? I told you to cook a goosey soup and you cooked okra. Honey, don't do this again. It's not nice. My love, don't do this again. Next time, when I say cook a goosey, as you are saying it, you are also smiling, even though you are boiling in your heart. Just cook a goosey. And when you finish, you bring her flour and give her, okay? Hold on. Praise God. I may be dramatic, but it is an established psychological principle. The way you correct somebody matters. It is not impossible. Do it. Parents, send it with your, if your children, mother, don't insult your children. Don't even beat out of anger. Try to calm down, then punish that child commensurately. Punish the child. If you are going to flog the child, give yourself like 30 minutes, then call the child. Talk to the child in a firm but gentle tone, then flog that child. You will take the correction. Don't be a carbon dioxide father or mother or husband or wife. Women on our own, what's past? Your own is the worst. You know you can talk. You know you can talk now. The Bible is not surprised if women talk. It's only men that because the Bible will be surprised that a man will be talking like a woman. But remember, the Bible uses the word man generically. So the same thing with you women. Some of the women I have counseled, part of their biggest problem is what their husbands say to them. How can you call your wife a good-for-nothing person? Some of you call your wife's harlot. You've never caught her with any man. But you call your wife a shao. And not just a shao. You will not even call her prostitute that is a little bit refined English. But you call your wife a shao kobo kobo. You have never caught her. And there are some multi young men, all they want is a child. So why you tell them that your wife is a child? They know that this man is a potential client. They will not make advances. You must take it very serious. Never, ever, ever use negative words. Don't ever. It's carbon dioxide like this because there's no erosion. So there is just everything that is good in your environment. There is good. Cut all the whole trees in the world now. You might be to do this for 6 months. We will all die. Praise God. Praise God. Praise God. Hallelujah. You understand what I'm talking about? Eh? So be a good thing. I want to be a source of goodness to people around you. Clean the atmosphere. Clean the atmosphere of your family, of your marriage, of your compound, of the church. Be useful. Be useful. Don't be judgmental. Don't say negative things. Let right now stop using negative words. Under any provocation, don't hold it. Because the Bible says you will reap what you sow. When you tell me I'm an idiot, and I say to you, God bless you, my brother, the idiot God will come, bounce, and go back to you. But God bless you, will bounce and do what? And come to me. So when God says, bless those who persecute, I will curse you. Not that I don't know what he's doing. He knows what he's doing. When you bless them, blessing comes to you. When they curse you, what happens to them? God comes to them. So it is blessing. What you say is God comes back to you. It's not what the other thing is saying, it's what you say. So be a good tree. Be a fruit for others. The fruit of kindness, the fruit of forgiveness, the fruit of patience, of love. People go to things because they can block. We use things for feedback. That is where every Christian should be. It is not just what you give, but what you profit others and creation. And when you do that, the Lord has promised in Psalm 1 that you are like a tree planted beside the flowing waters. You use your fruit in season, and whatever you do, you shall do what? You shall prosper. May God keep you, may God preserve you, and may God empower you to continue to be good trees now and always in Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. Most people who kill themselves is because they don't see any way out of the particular situation. In other words, don't give up.